Welcome to the Independent Mouth. I am your host, Anthony. This is not going to be a super, super long show. We're going to make this one fairly quick, right? So, tons of news. And then there's a couple of things I want to talk about before we even go totally down the rabbit holes of everything. We're going to talk about California. We're going to talk about some reports that you don't see that are out there. And like I said, I'm going to make this as jovial as I possibly can. And we're going to have some fun with it. But like I said, it's not going to be super, super, super long. But I wanted to talk about one thing that I noticed across workplaces, just listening in and out of a lot of people, right? People are very bolden. The internet has made people very bolden, right? But cowardice in person. So digitally, they like to be extremely bold, but they like to be cowards when in person, right? They're all, oh, so docile. They'll say everything behind your back. They'll say everything behind a keyboard. And I know that that's been a growing trend for a long time. Well, in the workplace wise, what you have more so than ever is the caddy. Guys, girls, does not matter, right? All of a sudden they could say something or not respond and then, right? And text somebody really quickly, do something like that over there. And really what it does, right? It shows the character of these individuals. A lot of workplaces, unbeknownst to them, with remote work, you're finding some of this toxic behavior that's taking place on the outside of things, that the companies, it's not even the company's fault, they can't address it. Now add on the mandates of even more of the chatter and talking. Now, I want people to understand, because that's good, what we're going to segue into in California. The news came out from Gavin Newsom, this fucking turd, that he wants to mandate the mask for all kids going through K through 12. And this is the best thing for them. Now, remember, the caveat that they put in was pending a full FDA approval, which is what you don't hear is how many class action lawsuits and lawsuits that are out there, which is why they're trying to set the precedents and push this through. See, that's the part you guys don't understand. And so I have everybody freaking out all over the place. Everyone's going crazy. What about this? What about that? What about this? Let me explain something to you. There are tons of lawsuits that you hear nothing about. Okay? People have been fighting for this. This is not brand new. We've been in California. I can't stand the state. I can't stand how it's run. I love the weather. But otherwise, California is trash. Period. Is there a perfect place that's out there? No. And for those people who go, oh, there's not a perfect place out there. No, leadership determines how your quality of life is. And if you deny that, you're either an idiot or you're purely in denial. Look at New York. Look at New Jersey. Now, New Jersey's been a shithole forever. I don't care who wants to tell me about that. Yeah, there's some ritzy places, but the majority of New Jersey is increasing. I don't care if it's Christie or not. It's crap. It's actually the outer rim of the butthole. It doesn't even get the credit of being the butthole, but it's right there. Okay? Like, it doesn't even make sense. When you look at the differentials between liberal-run, Democratic-run cities and Republican-run cities, it's disgusting. It's why I'm an independent. It's why I've been an independent. So before we start getting in here slapping gums about news and everything else, I want people to understand, first and foremost, have a little passion behind what you're talking about when you show up to these things. That's number one. Number two, do your research and gain some education on the topics, because there are too many talking points that you see out there where they try and skim over what your actual approach is, your response, your rebuttal, your debate. Guess what? It's America. You're allowed to have it. If you cower to somebody else because they don't want to hear what you say because you're bringing facts, you're as much to blame for everything that takes place. Let YouTube ban everybody that they want to. When people stop using their platform as they have, as they will, you will see a shift. So until you actually grow a set and actually live by that, oh no, I'm going to lose my income. You're never going to have an income. It's gone 4 months from now, if you continue doing what it is. Either you bite the bullet right now and get it back later, or never get it back. Choose one. and stop trying to put both feet on both sides of the fence. It doesn't make sense. Now let's get into the news. Merck's new small molecule pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths by 50% in the recently infected with COVID-19, according to new data that's just released. Well, this screws up the narrative now, doesn't it? A pill. What are we, in the Matrix? You don't even need a shot, and you don't even need a pill. There we are. Natural immunity actually does just fine. The White House is pressing major U.S. airlines to mandate vaccines for employees by December 8th, and that's according to Reuters. Now, there have been enough people that have already, okay, been. A flu pandemic worse than COVID that could kill more than 30 million people within 6 months is a serious and real threat. An infectious disease expert, director of Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy, has warned. So not only have they continued moving the bar, not one shot, two shots, three shots, four, not one shot, two shots, three shots, four shots, five shots, boosters. Now it's not one vaccine shot that you need. You need two, three boosters also to be clarified as fully vaccinated. So if you haven't seen that yet and all y'all ran out to go get a vaccination because, oh no, my livelihood. Well, guess what? You ain't going to have it anyway. Once again, you won't have it anyway. Mystery rise in heart attacks from blocked arteries, coming from the Times UK. Didn't we say arteries? Didn't we say blockage? Didn't we say heart disease? We've been saying that for months now. Month one, two, three, four. We've told you every single time. You're going to see it. Now, you're hearing this stuff come out. You're not seeing it on your normal news stations. Why? It destroys what they're trying to do. Pretty funny how Mike Lindell, his ads are back on Fox News Channel. Right? After his symposium, after he dropped the hammer, after the AZ audits, pretty amazing. Mike's ads are back on Fox. What does that tell you? Use your own logic, man. We've been telling you for a long time. Hospitals receiving federal Medicare and Medicaid funding say they have been forced to scale back on services and face being shut down due to severe staff shortages caused by the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. How the hell do you go from frontline worker and savior to the gum under everybody's shoe? How does that happen? Not only how does that happen, how do you go from being there that entire time to now not having a job and being cast away like a serf in a caste system? You're peasants now. If you don't get the jab, you're a peasant. I don't care how many lives you save. I don't care how much. Let's stop here. If it was so bad, how could you afford to fire frontline nurses and doctors? If it's so bad, answer that question. On another note, over 6.5 million in counterfeit money from Russia seized at the Philadelphia airport. I mean, it sounds about right. Philadelphia, as corrupt as it comes. Why not have Russian money filtering through? It filters through every other state. Oh, would you think it doesn't? Only U.S. dollars are in the U.S. No. Every country has money in our country influencing something. Aussie media shutting down amid fraud allegations. Yes. Yes, this is that Aussie. Yes, Sharon. Yes, Aussie. Yes, the kids. Fraud. Once Weinstein was one of the first dominoes to go in the entertainment industry. Once Weinstein went, the rest start to follow. Australia's Gladys Berejiklian quits as New South Wales premier over an anti-corruption probe. She is involved in an anti-corruption probe and has decided to quit so nothing would be shown. What do we say on the Independent Mouth? Discovery always ends it all. Does not want Discovery to be open on her. She does not want to deal with what's coming down the pipe at that point. U.S. drone strike kills senior Al-Qaeda leader in Syria, U.S. defense officials say. Don't believe them. Hope it's true. Don't believe them. It could have been another family of 10. Who knows? Do we even know who this guy looks like? Have you seen a ton of stuff on it? Who is it? Senior Al-Qaeda leader. It could have been the janitor. And they'll tell you it's a leader. Why? There you go. Welcome to United States propaganda. According to Fox News, this is the guy. Salim Abu Ahmad was killed in the U.S. Strike in Syria on September the 20th. Yeah. Right. Right. So it went from 10 kids or 7 kids in a family, right? To now they're retracting that after they all apologized and they're going to try to have you believe that that was somebody else. Welcome to the propaganda. Oh my God. Oh my sweet Jesus. Oh, that was bad. Now I pulled some things on my phone. So we call this Anthony's phone roundup. Okay. Got a couple of pictures I shoot as I'm scrolling through and I catch some of this stuff when I'm on the fly. So this is Anthony on the fly. Good way to button things up. Sexually charged assault suit against CNN's Don Lemon. Expected to land in court after prolonged legal process, according to Fox News. And that comes courtesy of Cat Turd. Yes, the guy's name is Cat Turd. Follow him. It's good. Maybe it's not a guy. Maybe it's a woman. Don't really give a damn if it has a penis or not. Don't care if it's missing toes. Don't care if it likes to eat lizard testicles. Don't care. Really, I don't even know if lizards have testicles, so I do apologize about that. Went a little bit off key there. Thought it would be funny. Maybe we'll talk our way out of it and get right back onto the next point. Here we go. Breaking report, Whoopi Goldberg tells LeBron James, help us promote COVID vaccine or don't speak out on other issues. Courtesy of Chuck Colesto. One more time. Whoopi Goldberg, trash bucket A, tells LeBron James, trash bucket B, help us promote the COVID vaccine or don't speak out on other issues. So is this kind of like Joe's response, you're not black enough? Can somebody? Because I'm not black enough. Am I allowed to weigh in on this? I'm Sicilian. I'm definitely black enough. Man, oh man, have you guys not seen this yet? Have you not seen this yet? They go after their own. You're only black enough and in this group. You're only part of this if you do this. Wait until you see it. Wait until more and more and more. Portfolio tracker for Nancy Pelosi. Check this out. Pelosi is one of the greatest investors in the world. 69% annualized returns over the past decade. 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Trump. Nancy is the next Warren Buffett. Follow along for hot insider trades by Nancy P herself. 69% of annualized returns. You have to either know everything that's taking place for that to happen, because guess what? Even if you were at 40%, you'd be swimming in money. An additional 30%, she's definitely cheating. Have fun with that one. Oh, my God. another Nancy Pelosi piece. Her son is a major warrant shareholder in GTII. It's crypto. Company has set a sprung a trap against short, second division in the way. Merger by December. And healthcare division spinoff, doubling number of shares to buy back soon. Plus, have short on VM attempting a backroom buyout of shares he shorted. They're correct. That's Paul Pelosi Jr., major warrant and shareholder in GTII, the cryptos. Can somebody ask me why Susan Rice was spotted leaving White House negotiations with Brian Deese, ignoring all questions as she leaves Pelosi's office? Can somebody answer that? Obama agenda, huh? Where is he? In the basement? Hope he's comfortable. Polish MPs protest under Australian embassy over human rights issues. Poland has joined the international movement of condemning Australia's treatment of citizens. Human rights hold universal values, which should be adopted across the board. So, Newsom goes after the kids, but breaking report, due to union pressure, Governor Newsom will not require vaccines for school teachers and staff while ordering forced injections on students as young as five. My kid does not have to get it unless you as a teacher has to get it. What's good for one is good for the rest, huh? You want to do that? Sure. When you die, then we can find out we don't have to take it. How's that sound? Justice Sotomayor, a waste of human ball sack, has denied emergency requests for New York City teachers challenging vaccine mandate. Court says simply that she denied it. She could have referred it to the entire court. She chose not to. She acted alone. And it is her decision to act alone. January 6th, Judge Trevor McFadden sentenced Daniel Doyle of Oklahoma to 2 months probation plus a $3,000 fine. The judge said he did not believe that the governor's recommendation was appropriate, adding the U.S. Attorney's office would have more credibility if it was even-handed. In its concern about riots and mobs in the city, Judge McFadden said, citing earlier complaints from D.C. Mayor Bowser, that the department was reluctant to charge rioters in the city after George Floyd's death. The truth comes out, this judge had balls. Simply put, as easy as it can be put, as simple as possible. I hope that sinks in for people. There are things happening. And the more and more negative that we get and we don't actually project that we know something, the worse we're going to feel, the worse it's going to feel, the worse it's going to be. So I need you folks to please understand, stay positive, do your diligence, do your research, and spread the good news. Who gives a shit if they ban you? Who gives a shit if they take you off? Go create another account. It's not that hard. All right, folks, we're going to be back here. Looks like we may do one on Tuesday. We may do one on Monday. Not sure, but we're for sure going to be back on Wednesday. So if we sneak out a little one in between, it's a bonus. Got some huge things coming up. The social media stuff is going to be slow. We are pumping out a ton of things. I've got a huge entire book over here, a list of things that I need to get done. I just want to tell you, I love you. And always, always, please support the show. Keep donating to the show. Please keep supporting to the show. I love you. Thank you. And always know I am your host, Anthony, and you've been listening to The Independent Mouth. We'll see you at the next show.